Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Ford? Take a test drive at Web Ford in Highland, Indiana. Schedule your appointment by visiting webford.com. That's webford.com.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. And from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Bulls had shoot-around here at the Advocate Center earlier this morning, and Fred Hoiberg announced that Joakim Noah will play tonight following his 10-game absence with a shoulder injury. And Hoiberg says Noah will pair up with Bobby Portis coming in off the bench.
Yeah, he and Bobby, they'll be out there some together in the second unit. I think they'll play well with each other. They developed a really tight relationship and in a good bond. You know, Joe's really taken him under his wing and taught him a lot here early in Bobby's career. So I know those two are looking forward to playing with each other.
And tonight's opponent will be the Washington Wizards. Also in the NBA, if the Brooklyn Nets want John Calipari to be their eventual coach, and the word is that they do, he has let them know that they will have to pony up $120 million over 10 years. College football tonight is the NCAA title game with undefeated Clemson going against one-loss Alabama. Hockey, the Blackhawks go for win number 8 in a row, hosting Nashville tomorrow night. And DraftKings and FanDuel's attorneys in New York are earning their fees as both companies have won a permanent stay as their case is being heard in the appellate court, and that means they're back in business for now in that state. Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Auto, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting this season. Every game can be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Yes, God bless America. God bless everyone.
Yeah, man.
God bless Dougie. God bless The Score.
You bet.
God bless the cold and the bad NFL games that we watched this weekend.
And God bless Hot Stove Cool Music. I'm going to write something about it, by the way, Jason, on what we were just talking about for 670thescore.
I can't wait.
.com. Yeah, 670thescore.com.
Yeah,
Jake Peavy was cool.
He was.
He's got a great band.
So that's exciting.
And he's looking forward to talking to, looking forward to being Jeff Samardzija's teammate in San Francisco.
Are you kidding me? Quite the tease for that column that's
right?
coming up. I can't wait.
It's coming. This shift change right now is being brought to you by the Chicago
they
Wolves.
They walked in, man. The energy change. I'm sorry.
Join the Chicago Wolves for
like
craft
dementors.
Beer.
So yeah. The ice swarms in the inside of the windows.
Chicago Wolves for craft beer flight night this Friday at Allstate Arena at 7 versus rival Iowa. Our guests have been Patrick Manley, Pete Futak, and Hub Arkish. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Kevin Zipak are the producers. Thank you, man. Brian Gertz is the video streamer, does it well. David Schuster had our updates. Tomorrow, Rodney Harrison,
ooh,
Adam Kramer, kegs and eggs on the college football championship game tonight, and much, much more.
All right, so before we talk to the fellas, Alabama Clemson, what do you think is going to happen?
I
think
wanted,
Alabama's going to win.
Yeah, me too.
Hopefully it's a close game.
I want it to be a close game.
It'll
like
be
see.
A close game if they get drug. Like the 38-6
thing. I'll say Bama by 13. I'm not in the prediction
construction business, but I just don't see a roadmap to a Clemson victory.
Physical team, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, they step on you and they hurt you.
Yeah, they're big boys.
Angry men.
You know, that will make Nick Saban the greatest college coach of all time if that happens.
He's up there.
It's the Bear. The Bear is in his way, and the Bear's dead though. They got the Bear. They shot the Bear.
In this age,
but the Bear was there at a time where you had indentured servitude.
It was a lot different.
150 scholarships and hang on to everybody forever.
It was a lot different era. So I mean, when you look at what he's done, he's already the best college coach, whether he wins or loses this game. Of all time.
He is. His resume is stupid.
I just dislike him so much.
Bear Bryant?
Nick Saban. You're supposed to, though. You're supposed to. He doesn't give a damn if you do it or not.
No, he doesn't.
I have that respect for him like I have for John Calipari. John Calipari is more of a car salesman, though.
He's likable. Calipari's a lovable rogue.
Lovable? I don't know, but I appreciate what he is, though. I appreciate he doesn't paint it.
He's not just a genius about what he does. He knows.
Bob Huggins. Like I don't like these guys who don't.
I like Huggins.
I do. That's what I'm saying.
Who pretend they're saving the world by coaching college basketball?
No, he tells kids, you know, go to class, please, and if you don't go to class, don't beat anybody up. Let's play basketball. You see that team he has too? Like he's got 23, 24 year olds all over his roster. Like he's got like a D league team playing college basketball. I got into a lot more college basketball these last week or so than I probably should. Just getting ready for March and everything.
Plus, it's been some empty nights with Kansas, Oklahoma was worth focusing on. Look, and more.
Buddy Hield.
If you care about coaches and you care at all about basketball, I retweeted this. There is an interview that was done by a website. It's a MinnesotaLive.com. I don't know with which paper that's affiliated. But a local beat guy got a 65-minute post-practice sit-down with Sam Mitchell. That is one. This is, he only published the first half so far.
Oh, man, Sam's
Look,
taking a beat,
Sam
man.
Is awesome.
Oh, he is.
And
he's
we talk all the time about NBA guys and about how ball doesn't lie. And he sits and you've got to read this. It is one of the best interviews so far I have ever read with a basketball coach. And he did this as a tradition because Flip Saunders used to do it too. That once a year, he would do an Ask Me Anything. All on the record. 100% on the record.
And then he'd do Daredevil or Dumbass.
He's going into every player. He goes into every player on the roster. What they need to do, what he's trying to do, what he's doing wrong, what he's saying. It is... For everything we say about John Fox and these football a-holes and everything you try to do.
Basketball, man, it's different.
That's a title for a movie. John Fox and the football a-hole.
But Sam is just that dude. Man. And he's telling you so much about NBA coaching.
Now, somebody must have sent you back. You didn't see that. Somebody sent you that.
It was popping up on Twitter in a couple places.
We talked about it when I was down there.
He is the truth.
I called him my Black Doug Buffon while I was down there for a reason, because that dude, through all the mistakes he's made in his life, professionally, all those things, I have never, outside of my father, my grandfather, and that's why it's in the Doug range for me, I have not learned more from a person on those kinds of levels than my time with him as a dude. Because we did pre and post game together, and it turned
into... And that means you got the whole game where you're hanging out,
but
right?
But then it turned into him inviting me, you know, to Cinco de Mayo and all these other things over his crib.
Now you made it.
Right. No, well, this is the thing, though. He was never...
Sam Mitchell's house for Cinco de Mayo, that's legendary. No, man. Everybody knows.
No, it's not as important as JPV and Hot Stove Cool Music. I write a column about Sam and I's interaction as well on 670score.com.
Salty.
I'm messing with you. Oh, my God. But anyway, Sam is a great dude, and he might get his ass fired by the time that thing rolls over, but he's a truthful cat.
Learned a lot about this. I can't wait for the second part of this interview, because it's so much NBA in there. There's so much strategy. There's so much psychology. Mm-hmm. There's just so much honesty.
Best guys to talk to, whether it's college or pro or anything, by far, any sport, basketball coaches.
Always.
Because they don't have to
not
lie
even
to
close.
Because the game doesn't lie. Because there's no the game's not inscrutable. It all happens right in front of you. Why
trade
make stuff up?
Trade secrets and all. You can't tell people this. Football has made a lot of guys
weird.
If you're the best player, you're going to end up playing the biggest role. And if you're not, you're going to end up playing a smaller role.
Right.
It's kind of right.
It's not a democracy.
He used to talk about Kevin Garnett and how Kevin Garnett did not understand that with that paycheck came the things that you had to do on the court, whether you liked to or not. So he tell me there were times where, you know, he wouldn't pass the he wouldn't get the ball from Kevin for three to five possessions in a row. And then that fourth quarter come around and Sam would get the ball swung to him and Sam would be like, nope, you can have it right back, star, because now it's time for you to be the star. Don't be the star the first three quarters of the game. And that was Kevin's knock for a long time. That in those fourth quarters, it wasn't, you know, he didn't want to hit those shots. He didn't want to take those shots. So those guys are all around the league though, but when you get a chance to talk to one or be around one a lot and you hear some of the stories.
The best.
Like I heard a story from him about Darren Williams and how Avery Johnson got fired. And Darren Williams was trying to get Avery Johnson fired. And it got so bad that he stopped practicing whenever Avery Johnson wanted him to practice hard. And he told him certain times he would come out there with no shoes on and, you know, all those kinds of things. Wow. Like, you know, the owner's going to hear about it and he's going to hear that you're not in control of the team. I'm going to get him fired. And Sam was on that coach staff and he told him, look, if you get Avery fired, you're going to get all of us fired and we're going to have a problem. And when we have a problem, it's going to turn into something else. So those guys, you know, you've been around those guys for years, Terry. Those
I
guys,
loved them.
Those basketball guys are a different breed, man. Mm-hmm. Different breed.
The best breed. The best. To
better
be
than
with.
Hockey, because that's always, you know, the hockey guys.
They don't even like talking about their own sport to anybody.
But people like to gravitate towards hockey guys because they feel like they're more the common man, or they'll have a beer with you.
I feel more like I would have a beer with you, and then they'll kill you in the front seat of the car.
Guard your sister, guard your wife. Are you kidding me? I don't have that many people. I don't like how to sign them. They
drive into a wall.
That happened with Bobby Fields and David Wesley.
But nobody else was in the car. In hockey, it's always they kill the other guy. The driver walks away and the guy in the front seat is dead.
I'm sorry, but somebody was in Bobby Phils' car.
No, they were drag racing.
He and David Wesley.
Oh, yeah,
drag
that's
racing
right.
Wesley, the parking
that's
lot.
Who, that's who it was.
But this is how my morning started, and this is I was going to do this off the air, but I grabbed the hard copy of the Tribune off the front porch, and I go inside and I you know, kind of reading it. Greg Kot has this wonderful as always this literate review of the new David Bowie album.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not checked Twitter yet. This is the final graph of his review of the David Bowie album. In the print edition. Whereas the next day found Bowie dropping back into the public conversation he'd left behind after his 2004 heart attack, Black Star is more like a disruption. It makes no attempt to echo the singer's past. Instead, it suggests that at age 69, Bowie remains focused on the future and all its uncertainty. Okay, I read that. All right, great. I'll probably check some of this out. And mm-hmm. then I get on Twitter and he's dead.
I would only check that if I'm being held captive.
wait, what? How did they run this? How did they not know? And I guess he didn't tell anybody.
He didn't tell anybody. Like Brian Eno, who he collaborated with for like 40 years, put out a thing today, like their last email exchange, and said, I guess this was him saying goodbye to me. He didn't tell anybody. He just like he crafted an exit like this. It's his 25th album. It's all about death and disease. And just didn't tell anybody.
Well, I was just talking with Chris.
So like Chris Swink.
I was talking to Lynn Bramer's producer, who's in Mitch's office. We were talking about it. And Chris said, it's like when Warren Zevon knew he was dying, they had Warren Zevon in studio when he hadn't told anybody.
That's right.
And they had Warren Zevon recording liners. And you know that,
liners?
Yeah, okay. That you know, Lynn's signature line on Friday.
It's great to be alive.
And they had Zevon not knowing.
And he falls asleep.
Had Zevon record. It's Friday and, you know, life is rough on you, but it's great to be alive. They still use it sometimes, but I didn't know when that was recorded that he was dying. He knew he was dying. And
not a Bowie fan, Terry?
No. No use for him whatsoever. I did like Warren Zevon, but no, Bowie could have died. It wouldn't matter to me.
Well, he did. Now it doesn't.
Hey, by the way, shout out to 88-year-old Bud Grant in a golf shirt.
Yeah.
88-year-old Bud Grant
he's
in a golf shirt
but going.
In like minus 15 degree temperatures.
Yep. Well, he didn't know. He thought it was 88.
Well, he is 88.
That's great. That was a thing. Those poor fans with their frozen facial hair and slushy beard.
Why would you go? Because
you're an idiot.
They loved it.
That's like me and Shep at the Illinois Northwestern football game at Wrigley. When it was
perfect
just like,
weather, you shouldn't be there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's going to run into the wall.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Switching
like,
the field every time because they can only run in one direction and members of one direction. And that was a disaster.
Terry, One Direction or David Bowie, which one's better for you?
All dead to me.
See,
I love it when Terry doesn't like an artist because on the day of the death,
what direction? He's the right guy to go to. That's not for me.
Wait,
not
for me. But see, this is different. You're not. It's not like Jerry Garcia where you were celebrating his death.
I did celebrate his death. Yes, for weeks. You kidding me? Yes.
You wrote, singing. You wrote a piece about it in case anybody didn't hear it.
I hate him. He's still dead. I hate him more because he's not coming back.
You know what? I'll tell you. Because remember that day when Norm Weiner comes running down the hall and said they're taking it very hard over there. So don't. Yeah. So we immediately snap into action and start crafting jokes about Jerry Garcia and there are people crying over at XRT. So this morning when my wife comes downstairs, she says something. She goes, "Did Terry like David Bowie?" And I said, "Why do you ask?"
Because you want to know.
She said, "Because somebody's going to have to make sure that he stays away from the XRT people if he didn't like him."
Oh, they don't come near me. Lynn once in a while, but he doesn't know he's here anyway.
They've learned.
So I'm not sure if he's here or not, but no.
That was her first thought. Her first thought was, oh, no, if Terry didn't like him, he's going to make everybody
sad. I think it was my third or fourth thought, like, I wonder how he felt about David Bowie because we're going to find out at 110 or so.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
He gave it to me. He never fails.
But it wasn't important to me. I liked him. I respect and appreciate him as an artist.
Wasn't important.
I get. I mean, he was a big deal. I understand why he mattered, but it wasn't personally significant to me. Right. But it's okay.
See, that's the other thing.
I'll listen to him.
It's okay for in life when you don't like a guy for in death for you to be like he's not going to be my favorite today he's dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, you know, like I said, Les
people
Dance,
do that all the time.
Without question,
all the time.
Like they did it to Whitney
Houston. Nixon.
All right, so what if it's not like a flip flop just because somebody died? What if actually the person's music was deeply important to you?
Oh yeah, and is better. It's okay. And not deeply important to me, but that's okay.
Okay, well, no, it doesn't sound. Like, I mean, it sounds like you would rather make fun of that.
And Ken was the Hurt's job hunter are about the same on my meter.
That's all right. Everybody,
it's the same deal.
Everybody serves a purpose. You guys, I'm not sure what it is. But
you guys, let me in with him. Let him own this again.
Let him own this.
Am I taking the joy out of music too? I'm not in that club.
You tried decades ago.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm also willing to, because music, your relationship with music isn't static. And sometimes you can think about somebody, all of a sudden you'll say, you know what, I used to hate this song and I get it now. I like it. I've got a different perspective where there's something in it I appreciate.
And sometimes a dude dies and the songs get imbued with a whole another layer of stuff. If you've actually liked them or even if you didn't, you hear them and there's this stuff gets like more layered.
The Johnny Cash Nine Inch Nails cover.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that sounds like a dude, you know, who knew he was about to die super and maybe dark. He did.
But the darkness of that song. That reminds me of the great.
We made like three more records of covers though, right? He was around for a while more.
People start putting your catalogs out when you die. I mean, or they want people to remember you in a certain way, and they start forcing you to get your stuff out.
Well, yeah, he was active because he found a little niche that way.
What's the name of the old? I don't even know. I think he's in his 90s or something. The guy that recorded the Americana classic "Oh Death." It was an "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?"
I do not know.
You've got to. That's your. Come on. You
I'm
know,
sorry,
he's
man.
He's some seminal Appalachian.
It's like me asking you about some bone in the leg that you're supposed to know. Right?
That's right.
The
station doctor will have you, in at a moment.
How do you get tendonitis in a hamstring?
I'll figure out the guy's name. It was in "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" It's just one guy. And now these Bowie songs are gonna maybe especially from this album. If he knew he was going when he made it, it'd take on a whole lot of meaning.
We're all going.
Not for me.
Well, it's true. We're all terminal.
We're all going.
The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves for craft beer night. I'm sorry, craft beer night this Friday at All State Arena.
Derp.
It's one of those days, man.
It's a Monday.
It's one of those days, man.
That's all right. Just work for you next week.
Hey,
good luck. No, I'm kidding. Hey,
check's still in the mail. All State Arena. Check.
It's in the mail.
Versus rival. I don't get it. I don't get it direct deposited.
No,
I keep my money under the mattress.
I was just gonna say, when did you become a 1990s NBA player?
Ralph Stanley is who you're looking.
Thank
for.
Thank you. That is exactly who it is.
Notre Dame left tackle.
Did
right?
Texter get that
first round pick this year? Ralph Stanley.
Is that his name?
No, it's Ronnie. It's Ronnie Stanley.
And also Laramie Tunsil recorded a version
Tupac. He did it with Tupac though. At Allstate Arena at 7 versus rival Iowa. The boys have Jim Suhan.
Yep, our Minnesota guy.
Minnesota Day.
You said bad games. They were. I mean,
none of those games were interesting.
See, I found the ends of those games very interesting.
No. I said the games, not the ends.
Okay.
The ends can be fascinating and entertaining, but if I have a 2 hour and 45 minute walk up to 15 minutes of excitement, then you still only got 15 minutes of excitement.
We called the Vontez Burfict thing.
The thing?
Well, because after I heard Patrick Manley with
you. He's going Vontez on you?
And Patrick Manley said he was interested in the bad blood and how that was all going to manifest
itself. Everywhere.
And we said that Vontez Burfict, if you're looking for somebody who could easily get overstimulated and cost you a game, it's Vontez Burfict. I'll be damned.
Even without Pac-Man's 15, that field goal held a lot more makeable after Vontez did his stupid.
You mentioned Spotlight. Went to go see The Revenant last night.
Yeah?
Man.
I heard the first 40 minutes are great and the rest just kind of drags.
I'm good with the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out if you get a chance. I did that last night.
I've got a
saw Leo DiCaprio get his ass whooped for like 2.5 hours. It was terrific. It was absolutely terrific. Speaks, so happy to see you again.
Yeah, man.
No, you're not.
Hey, yes, I am.
Look, got his due last night.
This year?
The Revenant.
Because your dad's
Leo won, and it won for
Baby. I didn't watch. I don't watch those things.
And Inara 2 won?
Yeah.
No. Does your dad's boat have slots on it?
Well, gambling?
Nothing.
Like gambling? Right.
In Belize, yeah.
Oh, is slots on it?
No,
is
no.
Gaming inside the boat?
He can get it for you.
All right.
You go. I love some gaming inside
about to
the
get
boat.
I'm
going to be in a boat.
That you want to come down, so he's trying to like upgrade everything for you.
Yeah, I'm coming down.
Yeah,
I'm coming down.
I booked a trip drunkenly Saturday night.
Book another one for Terry. Get a seat in that right
now. No, he's on top of my retirement list.
Is that right? Yeah. My dad or the trip?
Your dad.
Oh, okay.
You. And the trip. All of it together. We'll have dates. We'll have the whole thing.
I'm not joking. Please. I want to make this happen.
No, I'm not joking.
We can film it, too. We can follow you around with cameras.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
It's about time people start to see.
They're following me around with cameras. Meanwhile, the child molester's in the park playing chess.
That's why we want to follow you around with cameras. The Boys and Bernstein Show coming up next. Speaks. We'll do this again tomorrow. National Championship.
Yes, sir.
Review and all the things
Bulls, that happen. Bulls, Wizards. Hopefully, I don't have to go to it live.
Bulls,
Wizards.
No, thank you.
I don't want the college football game to be a blowout. I just don't. I'd rather see it be good. I like good games.
So 38-6, you're going live.
You're going live.
All right, Boers and Bernstein coming up here. You listen to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Don't look now, golf world, but Jordan Spieth apparently doesn't want to hear how difficult it will be for him to come close to matching his 2015 during 2016. Spieth had one of the great years in golf history a year ago, winning two majors, five tournaments in all, and almost winning the other two majors. He didn't turn 22 until July, and it made perfect sense, and still does, to think he's bound to come to earth during the coming year. Apparently, Spieth isn't buying. Playing against a high-quality winners-only field, Spieth all but blew everyone else back to the mainland from Maui, winning the Tournament of Champions on Sunday by 8 shots. He shot 30 under par. Spieth's year doesn't really start until he gets to Augusta in April to defend his Masters title. Everyone else better be ready. Very ready. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back.
Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
70thescore.com now for your chance to win one of the biggest prizes ever offered at The Score. A trip to San Francisco for Super Bowl 50 weekend.
But we're not just sending you to the biggest game of the year. We're sending you to see two of rock's greatest acts for the night before, presented by Salesforce, starring Metallica. And Cage the Elephant, performing live on Saturday, February 6th, 2016 at AT&T Park. And then you're off to the Super Bowl, thanks to the Super Bowl 50 host committee. Log on to 670thescore.com. To find out how you can win this once-in-a-lifetime prize.
Presented by Salesforce. We help your customers love you. See how at Salesforce.com.
Log on now to 670thescore.com and enter for your chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 50 weekend.
From 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
Boars and Bernstein.
How are we doing today?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, my God. Whew. That kind of weekend. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
I'm Dan Bernstein. In about 10 minutes, we're going to check in with Pete Futak also, because he's our college football guy, and he is there at the national championship.
He's there and he's bare.
And we are going to get his take on this evening. One more day to talk a little college football before we turn our attention simply to how it matters to the NFL draft. At 2 o'clock, Jim Suhan for the Minneapolis Star Tribune will tell us about all the misery in that.
That is just
city
they cannot. They can't. They can't win.
I almost feel bad for them. I'm this close to really feeling bad for them. Second half at 3:30. Surprises along the way as well, and a giveaway. We have a pair of passes to the Cubs convention at the Sheraton Grand Hotel, January 15th through the 17th. We're going to be there on Friday.
We are.
We'll be there and hanging out and talking to people and talking to
every
you.
Cub who ever lived
or died.
Or dead.
We'll be living Cubs and dead Cubs are going to be joining us.
Heck,
all day.
Wilson will be about 140.
He's at the bar. He's at the bar now. He's been there.
Can't see him.
Can't see him.
Heck!
He's there. Trust me.
He's right at the top of the list.
So we've got a pair of passes to the sold-out Cubs convention for you. You got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us. Streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
67011. The text zone on The Score is presented by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bors_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. We have borsandbernstein.com, the radio.com app for your mobile device. Our producers, Matt Abatacola.
What do you like about Alex Smith, former number one overall pick, who's had a good role these 3 years in KC?
Well, he's a winner, number one. 48 wins, 21 losses in his last 50 outings with one tie.
Wow.
Wow. Some don't even count. He left a few.
That's an achievement there. That's some tough math.
I love Matt Abatacola. He's our Dale Jr. just chilling.
Chris Tannehill.
And I would say this. Tonight, if you're a player and you get a personal foul penalty or get kicked out of the game, what's the word for that? Well, not very smart. That's the word. Something like that.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was trying to be good.
Just say stupid. Right. What are they going to do? Was he going to come up to the booth?
Are you not allowed to say stupid? Are you not allowed?
For the love of God. He's Captain Indestructo. That's why.
And listen to who's doing updates.
Oh, there he is.
Scoreboard update.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zifak.
Who the hell is he?
Now, you know that this is not, it's not any of our doing,
right?
But
right.
You could be in for a rough ride.
No, yeah, Maddie was asking me if I break very easily.
We're going to find
studio,
out.
And we will find out, yeah.
That's not fair. I don't do that to people.
No, you'd never.
No, it's not fair. That's right. He doesn't.
Certainly
he's reformed.
He wouldn't do it to Ranji or anybody.
That time up the river changed him.
I was actually doing updates on Friday, and somebody thought I was Ranji, and I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, off to
the scoreboard. He's a good-looking man, I guess, if you like men.
Who, Ranji?
Yeah.
Or Kevin?
Both.
Because Kevin's got, if you like the man bun thing, Kevin's got
no,
that for
I don't know. Not really.
The man bun is actually, it's not long for this world.
Why?
It's going to go.
There's too many guys who've copied your look?
Yeah, you know, once it gets popular, I got to ditch it.
Okay.
That's just me.
What about the whole face thing?
I will be ditching my face also okay. Within the next couple
right,
of weeks.
Just
yes.
Checking.
Wow.
Bulls back at home tonight, guys, looking to get back on track after their loss Saturday in Atlanta. They tip off tonight at 7 against John Wall and the Washington Wizards. According to head coach Fred Hoiberg, Joakim Noah will be active and without a minutes restriction tonight. Noah has been out since injuring his left shoulder on December 21st. While the Bulls' winning streak came to an end on Saturday, the Blackhawks' streak continues as they won their 7th straight game last night. Hawks defeated Colorado at the UC 6-3. Patrick Kane and Marian Hosso with 2 goals apiece. The Hawks will look to make it 8 in a row tomorrow night as they host the new-look Nashville Predators. College football national championship tonight. 13-1 Alabama and 14-0 Clemson kick off at 7:30.
Roll damn tide.
Roll damn tide indeed. Bama head coach Nick Saban looking for his fifth national championship. NFL divisional playoffs set for next weekend. Green Bay at Arizona and Seattle at Carolina in the NFC. Kansas City at New England and Pittsburgh at Denver in the AFC. And you can hear every game right here on 670 The Score. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com, and this scoreboard update is brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for Cubs baseball. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Smooth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Smooth. Like a baby's bottom.
Like a baby's buttocks. That's correct.
And I want to... I just think it's so funny that I thought you were a Bowie fan.
No, hell no. I really, God, no. It's just as well with me. No, I'm not. Never. Warren Zevon, yes. When you mentioned, yes.
I just thought you were. The thing is, though, that there were so many different David Bowies, why it feels like there are so
many. I didn't like any of them.
Okay. I mean, he gave you enough characters that maybe one, no, maybe the sort of the.
Nothing resonated with me.
The funky LA stuff, or maybe the Aladdin Sane stuff, maybe Ziggy Stardust, and none of it.
None of it resonated with me whatsoever. Okay. I'm not a good judge, though. I'm an old person. No, I'm not a.
But that's the mean era for you. He came up in the
60s. I know. But I didn't like him then. I didn't like him in the 70s, 80s, 90s, dead, off stride, under a drive, and dead. Nothing. Yeah, what are we waiting for? We had to do that.
Okay. No, it's cool. I didn't know. Because the first thing was with Beth comes in here, she goes, oh, I hope Terry liked him, because otherwise it could be rough if the XRT people around. I said, that's top of mind? That's the first thing? She goes, yeah, well, I remember what happened with Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that.
That was so great, though.
Well, you know, look, I
was hiding in George's office just watching it all go down.
I kind of believe that when I hate people who do this when and mm-hmm. I don't know if people still do it. Well, they make believe, or they play their make believe character, and they give you a bunch of sorrow and all the other stuff, and they really don't feel that way for a second. I mean, wouldn't you send them have somebody that's actually genuine in life or death? Rather than somebody who's going to lead you down the trail. Oh, God, what a loss. What a man. What music. How can I live without this?
Well, the music's easily. Still there.
I know, but
important music was made decades ago.
Well, right. And I you know what? I've left that behind. Well, not exactly.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Pete Futek next. We like messing with him. We'll do our little college football hit on The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Credit card debt is evil. The never-ending monthly payments drain your checking account every month. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. If you're a homeowner with credit cards, I have the perfect loan for you. It's called a cash-out refinance. We lower your mortgage payment and get you the cash you need. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Call me today for a cash-out refinance. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
This week's most popular music. 14 years ago, 2002.
Number 3.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
Number 2.
Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
Oh, and this is how you remind me.
And the number one song this week, 14 years ago in 2002, Usher, You Got It Bad.
You got it bad.
Introducing Radio.com Looped, a 24/7 video channel. Watch the hottest music videos, artist interviews, and original shows with today's top artists.
Hey, I'm Selena Gomez.
We're Florida Georgia Line.
Hey, it's Nicki Minaj.
Tune in at Radio.com/Looped.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move.
Five-0!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men. And males.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
Well, Christian, quite an explosive night. You break two Rose Bowl records. How aware were you of your production all throughout the game?
We just knew that we can be extremely good when we focus on what we're doing and executing our offensive plays. And so,
all right, you hear people saying Heisman.
High aficionado.
Was that high I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Yeah, we're pulling him for double duty today. It's a giant day in college football at 141 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
Glendale, Arizona, Pete Futek joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. All right, so I'm not the college football expert you are, but I think that this is going to have to be a pretty special individual performance by Deshaun Watson to find any kind of roadmap to Clemson upset. Agreed?
Or Alabama's going to have to completely and royally screw this up. Where it's the one thing I'm hoping for more than anything else, that if Clemson does win it, we're not talking about, oh, well, Alabama turned the ball over 19 times and just, you know, wet the bed like, you know, Verdi versus Miami or versus Penn State, you know, in 1988. I don't want that. I want him to be able to beat him straight up, and I don't know if Deshaun Watson has it in him. Maybe I'm missing it. He's not Vince Young. I mean, that year that Vince Young had, you could see that coming because that dude was just killing everybody. Deshaun Watson's good. I'm not buying it. Everyone here is all into he's the, you know, top, you know, NFL prospect as a quarterback next year. I mean, I'm taller than he is. Not a big guy. And he's really good, but Alabama's very, very good at playing defense and stopping guys like that.
Are you on the bandwagon of and I've seen this written a number of times already, Pete, as we lead up to the game tonight, that Nick Saban, the greatest coach in college football history, with a win?
It's hard. I mean, If he loses, why isn't he up there too? I mean, it just one game shouldn't define it. Just getting to this point, just excellence is pretty phenomenal to just get in that discussion no matter what. It's hard to do that because if you start to really look at the longevity and what Bear Bryant did at Maryland and Kentucky and Texas, I mean, that dude started in 1945 and ended in 1982. Like, that's a pretty long run of winning 10-plus games every single year. And I know it's different times. I know it's a different era. And, you know, there's lots of different rules and regulations. But it's for this short dash, for this last 10 years, yeah, you could probably put this 10 years of Nick Saban up against any other. But once you start talking in the all-time category in college football, it gets kind of into the you have to start getting into the 30-year range before you start getting to those guys.
Is this going
to
be one of those games, too, where if a slow bleed kind of win where Alabama grabs a quick lead and then you just hand it to Derrick Henry every time and he carries?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It looks like one of these where he carries 40 times and it's 7-0 and then it's 10-0 and then it's 13-3. And I wouldn't mind if there's something that remains interesting to watch. But this looks like sort of a boa constrictor type game if they get out ahead.
Exactly. Kind of to your point. Like, Deshaun Watson has a big run, like one big dash. And Clemson, like, goes into halftime with a 13-10 lead. It's like, uh-oh, watch out. And then final score is like 31-13. Yep. Where, like you said, Henry just pounds it out in the second half. I don't see how Clemson does this. I maybe I'm missing something really basic. I know a lot of people, everyone around here seems to think it's going to be a close game. I don't see it because Alabama, the two narratives that I was able to take away from Alabama this week, and they don't talk about anything, is that one, they're a little bit angry at this whole, Christian McCaffrey's the Heisman winner, best guy thing is. So if we're at the end tomorrow and we're talking about Derrick Henry's 194-yard rushing day on 40 carries, that might be an attitude thing. And this team is sick to death of answering any question about not being able to stop mobile quarterbacks. And finally, a couple of these guys are like, dude, we weren't on this team when Johnny Manziel killed them. I mean, this is a different defense. So best front three Nick Saban's ever had. I will be absolutely stunned if Deshaun Watson and Wayne Gallman go off tonight.
Well, you've been on this from the beginning of the year that Alabama was going to kick everybody's ass, as I recall, way back in September, before the season started, Pete.
I've been previewing this game for like 3 months. the college football playoff committee came out and we're like, yeah, Clemson's won number one. I'm like, not really. You know, so I'm hoping as a fan that this is fun. I'm hoping, as an analyst and doing what I do, it'd be kind of nice if Alabama just blows them out and I'll look all smart and stuff. But I kind of want to see it. I want to see Deshaun Watson do something amazing. I want to see Clemson. I think it would be a really fun thing for college football to have a really great game. I just don't know how it's going to happen.
Is Dabo Swinney real or is this a bit?
No, I asked that. It's funny because I asked that exact same question last night. I asked, to soften up my words, is he a jerkweed who just sort of, comes across as a little bit of a doof? The one thing about him, the only thing that's not, he's apparently a very genuine guy in every way except for he's very, very religious.
Right.
And if he weren't able to be his true self, he would blow that out big time in terms of everything to be about God and religion and God has a plan for Clemson.
So this is him dialing it down?
Well, dialing down the God side. And so he tempers that because he understands that he kind of loses the overall message of football coachy world and that just kind of gets away from what they, what he wants to kind of come across as. But everything else is apparently that's him. And he's kind of goofy. He's kind of strange, but he's a phenomenal recruiter. He's a true believer in everything he does. And he's kind of the polar opposite of Nick Saban. So part of me thinks that that's a reason why the media is in love with Clemson is just because they liked talking to Dabo Swinney a lot more than they like talking to Nick Saban.
You know what I kind of think is, and it isn't good enough probably to be Alabama, is that watching the Clemson Notre Dame game, very even. That was a game, even though Clemson got off to an early lead in the rain on their own field. That, Pete, it was really to me like very even. Back when Notre Dame was fairly healthy, they didn't have their quarterback, but fairly healthy. I mean, everybody that I could think of that mattered was in place then. And that's sort of what they are. And I don't think that Notre Dame is as good as Alabama either. You know what I mean? It's like I can look at it and say, I think that's about where they are, which isn't a bad place, by the way. That's not an awful place.
Yeah, this is sort of a finesse Clemson team. Yeah. And that's not a positive. It's, The offensive line is not going to, you know, just crush
maul
the
you.
Defensive line. Yep. It's going to have to do it by being tricky and finesse. Lots of quick passes to the outside. My concern is you're not running up the middle on this front three. So the only way this works is to go outside. And as soon as you go east-west on this group, you're going to see these guys flying around the ball. I hope I'm missing this. I hope there's something really basic. I hope tomorrow we're talking and we're saying, wow, how did we not see that Clemson was just that good and all that? I just don't know. If Alabama doesn't screw it up and they're ultra-focused. And that Ole Miss game, by the way, was like the one game this year that they messed up.
I saw the game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were minus -5 in that game, and they still came close. They only had one game this year where they were minus in turnover margin. It really wasn't that big a deal.
Right.
So they just don't make a lot of mistakes. So I think, unfortunately for America, I think this might be a very conservative, like you said, slow bleed game where it's like, all right, nothing really crazy is happening. And then all of a sudden we look back at the stats and Derrick Henry ran the ball 97 times.
Well, the other thing, too, is that if you're looking for a team that's more likely to have some sort of special teams pop, that's also Alabama. You know, you would mm-hmm. say that maybe there's a puncher's chance kind of thing in there if Clemson were really nasty on special teams. But the guys you got to look out for who are capable of breaking one of the Alabama guys anyway.
Guys, I don't mean to disrupt you, but Tim Tebow just walked by me. I don't know if you could hear his presence across the phone.
Oh, yeah.
But you have that going. So that's going right now.
Wow, it's coming via osmosis. It's
rubbing shoulders with the Giants.
Exactly. No, wow. You're right, though, because if you're really analyzing this, you're right. There's just nothing there special teams-wise or any way that you can just point to saying, you know what, Clemson's just a lot better than Alabama at this.
Right.
So maybe it's the quarterback. But again, you know, Jacob Coker is not, you know, he's not great, but for what Alabama does, he's just fine. You know, he doesn't have to be Deshaun Watson. You know, meanwhile, Deshaun Watson probably has to go be Aaron Rodgers tonight and be a brilliant pocket passer. So I'm hoping it happens. I just don't think it will.
All right, we'll let you go, Pete, because I don't know what else to say. I think there's a, you know, everybody, weird things happen, we know, when you play football games, because there's a weird weekend of football in general, I think, if you watch any of the pro games. But I don't see it. I don't think Clemson they think they probably are the second best team. I don't have any doubt about that because they handle a pretty good Oklahoma team, and they handle, you know, I've seen them at times when they're really good, seen them at times when I go, well, I don't get it. And I've seen them other times and say, oh, I perfectly get what they're doing. So,
yep. The thing is, too, though, this is one of these cases where there's no sense of injustice.
No.
We're not having a silly college football argument. At least we've gotten to a point where these teams deserve to be there, and everybody seems confident in living with whatever this result
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing cheap about it. Point going 14-0 for Clemson and
right.
being here, and we can talk all we want. All right, yeah, I kind of think Ohio State probably would beat Clemson too, but they blew it. You know, they played against the backup quarterback in Michigan State at home and couldn't get the job done. So
yeah.
It's their own fault. So, like you said, there's not going to be any. No one's going to get out of this game and think like, yeah, the national championship wrong.
Right. Right, so I guess that's kind of a victory in and of itself, and it makes it so we can just, like you say, it's a very simple equation right now where we can watch a game and just hope it's good.
I hope it's good, or else on the flip side, if Alabama does what we think that they're going to do, appreciate the greatness. And we had this conversation a bunch of times last night, the Tiger Woods argument of, all right, you know, people don't like Alabama. People didn't like the New York Yankees or Tiger Woods or, you know, it's not, you know, the Bulls are a different animal under Jordan. So everyone loved Jordan. But, you know, nobody really likes the big, you know, the Goliath.
Right. Right?
Nobody likes.
Right.
But if Alabama does this and they do what they did against Michigan State, it's at some level you just have to watch and be like, hey, we're watching something kind of special here.
See, I've never had a problem with that, though. Whether you say nobody likes it, I generally, that's why I watch sports, is to see greatness.
Yeah.
I hate everybody in college football. I don't really hate Alabama. I mean, it's just, you know what Nick Saban is. I mean, you just
have
no pretense to him. He's not a phony. He's just that way to everybody. And so once you've established that, all right, fine. That's just how the guy is, and that's how his program is. And there's something kind of, I don't know, cool about just the way that they're just so ultra-focused. It's so professional. They don't have any fun whatsoever, but they know that going in, and they're there. If you are going to Alabama, you are going there to win a national title. You're not going there to have fun. You're not going there for anything else. And, all right, you know what you're getting with these guys, and I've never really had a problem with that.
That's what he says, too, by the way. That's the other thing. practically a Nick Saban quote about it. That's how he. That's what he wants. Well, yeah, exactly, you
know,
what he thinks.
You know what's funny though, yeah. Pete, is even when you say that, there was that great Washington Post story last week that we talked about that was reprinted in the Tribune about the arms race for these practice facilities and these recreational yep. and residential facilities where it's all about the fun. They've got laser tag and mini golf and
yeah.
That's so. Is Saban involved in that too, or is he above and beyond any of that?
He's above and beyond that for now. Once he goes, I probably have to get to that. But they have the facilities. They have everything else. But, like, going back to your Diablo Sweeney comment, it's like everything about it, it's about the family. You're part of, you know, there's a higher group. You're part of something bigger than, you know, like, there's a whole big, you know, thing of garbage about, like, you know, we love you here at Clemson and all that. No, they don't. But you're right. Like me, it's why Oregon offended my sensibilities in every way last year. But besides their gimmicky offense, yeah, you're right. All the uniforms. Really, you're going to get these recruits to come there because of uniform changes. Okay. You know, there's just something gimmicky and marketed about that. That's just not Alabama. They're just like, we're just going to get a lot of really good football players. They're going to go play in the NFL, and they're just going to beat you up. So I can appreciate that a little bit more.
Agreed. I mean, Oregon always rubs me the wrong way, too. I mean, I don't know why it is. I really have no, you know, any reason for that, but I am tired of them. In 5 minutes after I turn a game on, I'm done. I want to go away.
Yeah, exactly. So no, I like this. I like this. There's nothing. It's a pro style group. There's nothing yep. gimmicky about Alabama. It's a real. These are real pro coaches, real pro players, and they're just better than everyone else.
Pete, enjoy.
All right, Pete. Will you touch Tim Tebow for me?
I will try my best. Yes, I'll get close enough to being part of his greatness. Yeah,
you got it. All right, my friend. Thanks as always.
Pete Futak is always there for us for college football. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Sports Radio 670. The Score is your official home for every NFL playoff game through Super Bowl 50. A production of Westwood One.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys. The Web Boys. The Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Plainfield. Schedule your appointment by visiting WebChevyPlainfield.com. That's WebChevyPlainfield.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys. And the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308. Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com. Great marketing techniques that cost less than a cup of coffee? They exist, and you may be surprised at how effective they can be. See them now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with Office Depot Office Max. The CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to Income10.com to learn how. That's Income10.